January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Jeff, you ready to go?
Yes, he is on line one.
He is on line one. And his name?
His name is Jason, and he has the honor of working with what might be the worst wife on the planet Earth.
Good morning, Jason.
What's happening?
Dude, when Jeff relayed the story to me, you know, and we were talking about it, I started getting angry about it. So I can understand you working with this woman every day.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Tell everybody the story behind this.
Oh, my God. Okay, first off, I don't even know this chick very well. Like, I kind of overheard this conversation, and I sort of talked to other people who know her, and they confirmed what's going on. Apparently, this chick Sarah I work with, right? Her husband and friends were going to go out to Houston, you know, for the Super Bowl, but they didn't have tickets to the Super Bowl. They were just going to go hang out, like you might like go hang out at a Dead concert or something, right? And not go in, right? Right.
They just follow football around the country in a bunch of
Right, right. But they just wanted to go for like the party, you know?
Right.
So what I overheard is that there's a ticket now for this Sarah chick's husband, whose name is Matt, I think. There's a ticket for him at their house. Somehow one of his other friends or somebody he works with actually got him a ticket to the Super Bowl and had it sent to his house. But the husband, Matt, is already in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is that Sarah is supposed to FedEx it to her husband in Houston, mm-hmm. the Super Bowl ticket.
Right.
But check this out. She's not going to do it because she's, like, pissed off at him or something because he doesn't, like, do all the stuff he says that all the stuff that he says that he's going to do around the house. He doesn't do it.
So
she's going to punish him by not sending him the ticket to the Super Bowl.
And he's already down there, right?
He's already down there.
And all of his other buddies have their tickets.
Yes.
And he knows he's got a ticket. Like, he's waiting. He's going out and having lunch and drinking some beer and coming back to the hotel and saying, any packages arrived for room 2510?
As far as I know, that is the exact situation.
Oh, man.
She hasn't told him yet that she's holding this thing for ransom?
No, but he knows. His friend called him and said, listen, I already sent it to your house because I didn't know you'd left yet. So I sent it to your house and told your wife to FedEx it to you to your hotel in Houston. And she's not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
No.
I mean, this guy, he's been there for a couple of days. He's going to all the parties and he's getting involved in all the hype leading up to the Super Bowl. And come Saturday night, Sunday morning, there's going to be no ticket for this guy for the game.
I think you're obligated to kill her and go through the house until you find the ticket.
All because he didn't do the dishes or something.
Like,
isn't
now,
that ridiculous?
You know, before I pass judgment, I'm trying to think in my mind right now, like, what could this guy have done repeatedly over and over and over again that she's so ticked off that she's decided this is her line in the sand?
There's nothing you can do that deserves that.
Well, I'm just trying to think. Because that's pretty bad. I'm just trying to think, like, if here's a guy, again, we're not talking to either one in the couple, so we're all just speculating, but, like, you know, trying to play devil's advocate. What if, like, he's the type of guy that he's not doing anything around the house and she has to keep reminding him, and he doesn't want to pay attention to anything in the house, but he has put all his energy and dedication into hanging out with his buddies, going to the Super Bowl, so he's put this energy into this, and he doesn't put an energy at home.
Still don't think that...
For 99% of the world, going to the Super Bowl is a once in a... It's like going to a World Series Game 7 or... you know, a Final Four, Monday night game, like that.
I mean, agreed. I'm just trying to, you know,
it's a once in
a
lifetime.
She's doing that.
And regardless of what he has done, if she wants to stay married to him, like, this is the exception. If he doesn't finish doing the dishes or changing the litter box or whatever crap she's saying.
You talk to him about it. Well, maybe she's her side, I mean, if I can hear it, is I've talked to him about it over and over and over again, and I don't know how to get his attention, and this is the only way he's going to take me seriously.
But here's the problem with that whole theory, is he's not going to come home and all of a sudden start washing the dishes because she kept him out of the Super Bowl.
No, he's not going to come home at all.
I've got two thoughts on this. Is like, we should take some initiative and do one of two things. Either try to track this guy down in Houston.
No.
If we can piece together somehow, some way, how to find this guy. Or we try to get her on the phone and we make her realize that this is the most idiotic decision that she's ever made in her life.
I definitely want to talk to one of the two people involved in the situation.
Jason, do you know enough about this woman to where we could piece some details together and try to get her on the phone over the next 20 minutes or so?
Well, yeah. I mean, I actually got her home phone number from the HR department at work.
So you do have it. All right. You came to the table equipped today.
I don't know. I have no idea who her husband is. All I know is his name. I would have no idea how to get in hold of him.
Okay. What I'm going to do, Jason, is I'm going to put you on hold right now, and I'm going to have you talk to either producer Jeff or Phil Tarana.
Okay.
And we'll get the phone number, and we'll try a little intervention here over the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
This thing's crumbling, besides what's going on here.
Crumbling like a piece of chocolate cake.
What? Hold on a second. Victoria?
Yes.
I was going to go into commercials, but you're saying you agree with this woman?
It depends. If he's that big of a jerk, you know, you never know how big of a jerk he's been at home.
That's true.
I mean, you don't know.
But if
maybe, maybe he's not been doing what he needs to with the kids. Maybe he's not servicing correctly at home, and she's been talking and talking about getting help or doing, you never know what extent it's gotten to, and maybe she's just trying to open up the conversation and get his attention.
There's got
to
be a better way than
that.
There's got to be a better way than that.
Oh, some guys deserve it.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Me neither, Ann. Yeah. I'd be livid. All right. Before we speculate, let's try to get her on the phone, and at least maybe she'll come on with us. We'll hear her side.
I want to hear it from the couple.
And then we'll do some serious intervention if we need to. All right, we'll try to get her on the phone. We'll have her on next, hopefully.
The Bert Show.
All right, we're going to get Sarah, the wife, who we truly believe is the worst wife in the world, on the phone here in just a couple of seconds. This guy Jason called us up a couple of minutes ago and told us that he works with this woman. And her husband is down in Houston this week, and he's got buddies that are coming in from all over the country to all party together this week in Houston and then go see the game on Sunday. But they sent his ticket to his house, so he doesn't have it down in Texas right now. The wife has it here in Atlanta, and she's holding on to it, and she's planning on not sending it to Houston just to teach him a lesson because of some stuff that's been going on around the house.
Or not going on, because he's not holding up his end of the bargain, like with house projects or whatever.
And
I think it's important to point out, because of course Super Bowl's been here in Atlanta, and anybody that tries to score a Super Bowl ticket, you know how difficult it is to get a ticket to that game, because that game is really not for the average Joe to walk in and get a ticket.
No,
I mean, it takes a lot of work and know a lot of people to get a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl tickets this week were going on eBay for up to $8,000.
Is that right?
$8,000.
All right, so her name is Sarah, and she's been cool enough to actually come on with us this morning. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
How are you guys?
I'm good. This is Bert, and this is Melissa, and Jen, and Jeff, and this is The Bert Show on all the hits Q100.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, thank you for coming on with us.
Sure.
All right, we're kind of seething. We're kind of like ready to pounce. Or we can look at this as an intervention.
Okay.
Or you might be right, and we might be crazy.
Okay.
And that might be a Billy Joel song.
Sarah, your coworker Jason called us up earlier this morning, and he was telling us that we think that you have a really bad plan going down for your husband at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He told us that your husband's down there right now, and he's with a whole bunch of friends, and everybody has their ticket except him, and you have his ticket, but you've decided to hold out on him and not send it down there to teach him a lesson.
That's right.
So that's all accurate.
So Jason just like overheard you telling friends at the office this story?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure people at the office have been talking about it, especially guys, you know, because people have given me a hard time about it. But
we're all trying to think what possibly he could have done over and over and over again for you to take such a drastic action like this. Because this is, I mean, this is really going to be hurtful. You know that.
Oh, you know what? I do know that. But that's, you know, unfortunately, the situation that he's presented for himself. You know what I mean?
Well, not really. That's why we're calling you. What is the situation?
Well, I mean, okay. I love him. He's great. I've been married a year and a half to him now.
Just so you know what you're selling into, Bert is standing back from the microphone. Like there's this pad on the floor that's like in front of the microphone. He's off the pad sparring with the microphone. Like if he steps on the pad, he won't be able to hold back and he'll yell at you. So he's standing actually away from the...
I'm trying to keep an open mind, though, and hear what his track record is here, his resume.
Well, you know, there's two sides to every story, but, you know. I've been married a year and a half to him, and he's great in every way, except when it comes to, I guess, like, you know, adult house responsibilities. He really can't figure it out, and that's just a huge part of a marriage, in my opinion, and a huge part of a life with someone. But, you know, no one really understands what it's like to live with him. He starts things and doesn't finish them.
Like,
nothing.
What are we talking about? What
he kind can't of, finish anything.
What kind of projects are we talking about him not finishing around the house?
Off the bat, okay, we have a loose tile in the entryway, okay? We've had it since we bought the place. It's a loose tile. It drives me nuts.
Here goes Bert again. Off the mat.
What else? You got to make it better than a loose tile.
You know, he won't fix it. He started work on the porch, on the back porch. Never finishes it.
So what?
I understand two or three things. I've actually got like a full list of things. You know, he never does the dishes. We will finish dinner. He'll put his dishes by the sink and doesn't wash them. He'll go to the freezer and use up all the ice cubes as the ice cube trays and never refills them. He'll leave out his tools to fix something and he just leaves them out. You know, and I end up picking them up. He can never, ever keep his office or the garage clean. It's like a pigsty. It's disgusting.
Sarah, let me stop you for a second. Let me ask you why, first of all, I want the history of the conversations you've had with him based, you know, on this and his reaction to it, and then why you chose this weekend and the Super Bowl to put punishment on him.
Okay.
So have you spoken with him about these items that you've listed, and what has his response been on that?
Constantly we speak about it. His big thing is, you know what, I love you, but, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I got, you know, oh my God, I got so busy, I forgot. That's the big thing. I'm sorry, I'm so busy, I just forgot. I forgot to refill this, or I forgot to do the dishes, or I forgot to work on the porch, or everything. You know, he's supposed to, like, my mom will call, and she'll need some help at the house. And he'll say, oh, definitely, you know, I'll go to your mom's place and do it.
Okay, you can kind of stop with the history, because we get it. Okay, he's kind of irresponsible. He starts projects, he doesn't finish.
And you've talked to him about it, and he doesn't respond.
Okay, so that's the history here.
And this man is a faithful husband to you and treats you with respect.
Yes,
and he
does.
Would you consider him, other than the errands, would you consider him a good husband?
Absolutely.
So why, again, my question, why this weekend?
Because nothing else will get through to him to make him see that this is going to affect me in the marriage in the long run.
You are going to lose this guy. You are going to lose a great guy.
Do you have the ticket in front of you, or do you know what kind of seat it is in the arena in Houston?
It's in a corporate section.
It's going to be a good seat. It doesn't even matter. I mean, if you have a Super Bowl ticket, you just want to be in the stadium.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. If you're in the nosebleeds, I'd still be just as mad. I don't think this is going to change his behavior. I think it's going to really damage your relationship.
I don't know. I don't see any other way to get through to him. And, you know, the big thing is I know he's gonna want to know why and how it happened and this and that. And I really plan on saying exactly what he always says to me, which is, you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm too busy. I completely forgot. I completely forgot to send them to you.
Do you know what corporate section or where it is?
No, it's just corporate section. I know nothing about it. He told me it's like 12 rows back off the 40-yard line.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Annette.
Sarah, you have been married for a year and a half. I have been married for 21 years. Trust me, you keeping your husband's ticket while he's down with his friends causing embarrassment and unnecessary heartache behind some projects that have not been completed. He's only been married to you a year and a half. Remember, a year before this, he didn't even have projects. Give the guy a chance. You give that ticket to the Burt Show. Let them call a company that can get that ticket to him before Super Bowl Sunday. This situation will stink like a skunk under the coffee table in your living room for the rest of your marriage.
Well,
you cannot imagine the kind of harm that you are causing your relationship because you are upset about projects. He's been mad.
It has
nothing
to do with the actual projects, and it has more to do with this is not the life that I want. I don't want, you know, someone who can't finish anything. What's going to happen
I understand, Sarah, but he will grow into being able to finish those projects. He will grow into the husband that you married.
No,
you cannot marry him and think he, look, those guys that finish projects all the time are the guys that are on the tool show. The handyman show. That's not real life. Everybody's husband doesn't complete a project every time they start it. Give the guy a chance. But this is going to stink in your marriage if you have one after this forever.
Well, I'm sorry. I've made my decision. I mean, I'm just going to give back to him exactly what he gives to me right now.
Sarah, honestly, my concern is the fact, like you said, this is not what I want. You can't. There is no I in a relationship. I'm sorry. You have committed to this man. He's committed to you, and it's about compromise. And I think the fact that you're going to make such a stance on the woman that just calls married 21 years. If you go through with this, you won't be married to this guy for 21 years.
Well, you know what? He has thought about I. You know what I mean? So now I'm going to show him what it's like when I think about I, and then hopefully
that's not going to make a good marriage.
That ain't healthy. Hey, Angela, you're on All the Hits, Q100. Try to talk some sense into Sarah here.
Sarah, Matt is not your child. He is your husband. Okay, and I'm going to tell you one thing. It's one book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. You married a man. That's the first thing you got to realize. Two, I used to do that. We've been married for a year. We've known each other for 11 years, but we've been married for a year. I nagged and nagged and nagged. I'm telling you, you stop nagging and you'll get your results because he is more scared of me not saying anything than me saying something. Oh, when I'd be quiet, he tells his friend, oh, God, I'm in trouble.
Something's brewing.
Yeah.
He freaks out if I'm quiet.
It's like when you come home late at night after curfew and your dad's sitting in the living room and he just looks at you and shakes his head and goes up to bed.
Yeah.
Like, you don't sleep at all that night because, you know, some sort of insane ass whooping's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she's got to realize, he left the house. It's not like he took off the toilet to replace it and that's the only toilet she had and didn't put it back on. She has a house. She is well taken care of.
And you have said here, right, Sarah, that he's great in every other way.
Yes.
Every other way, you love this guy. He's perfect.
You know what? I think like, it's hard because people don't understand. It's not like I want to do this, but I really...
You're such a parent.
Sarah, I think...
I'm constantly getting the, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, I forgot. And I really feel that I need to throw that back in his face at this point because I'm sick of it.
What is the last, like, your last memory of him, either good or bad? Like, has he done something really nice for you lately, or has he done something, like, really bad? Like, what is the last really nice thing he did for you?
The last really nice thing he did for me? He came home with, I love white roses. Those are my favorite.
How long ago?
Maybe, like, 2.5 weeks ago.
What was the occasion?
There was no occasion.
What are you doing, woman?
he brings you flowers for no reason. Less than 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
this,
you know,
is...
He was also supposed to, like, right before he left, he was supposed to go to my mom's and help her with something in the house.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and he didn't go. He's been putting it off. She's been asking for a very long time.
Okay, hold on, Sarah.
Look at Jen. What, Jen, what were you saying?
I can't handle it. I can't handle it anymore. I want to strangle her.
You know what? You're not alone in this, though, Sarah, because at least Bonnie here agrees with you. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sarah, I do agree with you because I have a husband who, and I've been married 10 years now, And I have a husband who I get the constant, I forgot. And unfortunately, the Super Bowl is a once in a lifetime.
12 rows off the field. That's not.
Yeah.
That's
a golden freaking ticket.
That's the case. But her side is, this is everyday life. And men get treated like they're children, as you guys said earlier. And they get all these allowances and all these opportunities. And the women in the marriage have to do all the responsible things, and it's okay.
I'm not saying it's right what he's doing. What I'm saying is her course of action is so harsh that she is going to ruin her relationship with a really good guy.
This is an inappropriate time to try to bring this point up.
This is shock and awe. This is Super Bowl shock and awe what you're doing to this guy.
The punishment does not fit the crime.
Right.
This is locking him up for 5 years because he got a jaywalking ticket.
Right, but you're not in the marriage, so you can't really
Sarah, honey, you said nobody understands. I think every married couple understands what you're saying. You've only been married a year and a half, and when you hear women call you up who have been married for 21 years, there's a reason they've been married for 21 years, and I'm telling you, if you say, because it bothers me that you even use the word, I'm going to throw this in his face, that relationship won't last.
Andrea, you're on all the hits Q100. You're going to be the last call because, like she said, there's nothing that we can say over the next 3 hours to make her change her mind. Go ahead, Andrea.
Sarah, honey, let me tell you something. I've been married for 10 years. I have two daughters. Not quite 8 years ago, 6 weeks after my second child was born, my husband had an affair. A minor little thing. He had tickets to a NASCAR, once-in-a-lifetime chance to drive an official NASCAR race car. He left the day that I found out. Had I done what you're proposing to do to your husband, I wouldn't be married. And mind you, we're happily married now.
So what you're saying is even if this guy screwed around?
Well, I would have. Now, I have to disagree with her.
I would have held the ticket, yeah.
My spouse screwed around, he ain't getting the ticket.
Yeah, I think I got to go with you on
that. That's where
one.
It goes with
it. Also look at the fact that, you know, you have children involved at this point.
Well, he should have looked at the fact you had children, didn't have the affair, but that's a whole different story. But
I agree. But my point is that what she is proposing to do is so ridiculously stupid. She's going to cost herself her marriage, her life. It's not going to be the same. He will never forget this, ever. Even if he decides to stay.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
He will never, ever forget it.
Right.
10 years down the road, if they're absolutely still together, miraculously, he will never forget it.
Sarah, there is nothing that we can say to make you change your mind on this.
No. I'm positive I'm doing the right thing.
I hope you enjoyed the year and a half you were married.
Yeah. I mean, because now, if he finds out what you're going to do, he's going to end up getting a ticket. And there's going to be no lesson learned here whatsoever. And he's going to, I mean, he's already going to be upset. So you're going to lose on a bunch of different accounts here. Can we call you on Monday and at least find out how everything went? You got to be honest with us about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, Sarah, we do appreciate you coming on and talking to us and taking the phone calls.
Sure.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll get all your information. We'll call you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
The Burt Show.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was working on the show over the weekend, and I told you guys, I haven't been diagnosed with it, but I know I've got ADD, because there's no way that I can focus on one thing for more than 2 minutes. So while I'm working on the show on Sunday, I have the TV on, and I'm like not even watching, but I'm channel surfing, but I'm not even watching what's going on. And every now and then I'll look over at the TV, then I look over at the computer, then I look over at the TV, and I stop in my tracks when an old 80s movie comes on called 3 O'Clock High. And you're going to have to be old school to remember this movie. Do you remember it? Uh-huh. You do?
Waiting for the Fight.
That's right. This total geek ticks off the school bully, and the whole movie is about how this guy tries to get out of the fight. It's a cheesy 80s funny mindless movie, and it's all about the bully wanting to kick his butt at 3 O'Clock. And the bully ends up like knocking out the principal and knocking out the sheriff, and the bully finally gets his butt kicked at the end of the movie. But it's just one of those mindless 80s flicks that whenever it's on and I'm channel surfing, I absolutely must stop on.
Yeah.
All right. So what I did was I put together the top 10 mindless movies of all time. All right.
Okay.
You guys ever see a movie called North Shore? Dude from Arizona wins a surf competition in a surf pool, and they send him to Hawaii, and he ends up winning like a professional surfing tournament. No. You guys never saw that one? All right, that's an old school one also.
Definitely not on the all-time top 10 list. I'll have to rebut that one.
Maybe a West Coast one. Better Off Dead.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Come on, man.
One of my favorite all times.
If that thing is on TV and you are channel surfing, you are stopping on John Cusack. Is that the one with I Want My $2?
Yes. I Want My $2. And then, of course, you know, he's got his part-time job at the burger place, and he fantasizes about the Van Halen song, and the burgers turn into these claymation.
Man
burger, woman burger, and the romance. And I love that movie.
Great movie. True Genius.
I don't know that
Real
one.
Genius.
Yeah. Real Genius. Yeah, Real Genius with Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Great movie. Lucas.
Oh, okay. See, that was...
Charlie Sheen.
And the...
What was that little kid's name? Corey something, wasn't
Corey,
it?
One of the
Feldman
two Coreys.
Haim.
Yeah. Haim. If Lucas comes on... You never saw that movie, Jen?
No.
Oh, he's like this little itty bitty guy, and he's trying to get the chick, and he joins the football team. Oh.
And Charlie Sheen's like the star football player, and yeah, it's good.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's not 80s.
That's 90s. These don't have to be 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, this could be
80s. Yeah, none of mine are 80s.
Okay, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Jen Draw from 2002.
You know those old movies from last year?
And I also put Can't Hardly Wait on that list.
Love that movie. Yes.
I think that's
the only time I've ever liked Jennifer Love Hewitt was in that movie.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Can't
that was
a Hardly really good Wait. One too. What would be on your list?
Well, I put another Val Kilmer in because, again, this is mindless, and it's one that I would never choose to rent or choose to watch, but then when it's on, I just kind of like, huh? Is that Top Secret? It's like the predecessor to Airplane, where he's like the secret agent. It's like a goofy thing, so that I think that was one of Val Kilmer's first movies. But now this one, I love this, and then this taps into my whole sci-fi thing. Do you remember The Last Starfighter? The kid who lives in the trailer park, and they have an arcade game in the trailer park.
No,
yes.
Then he's sent into space by the guy that played the Music Man. What's that guy? You know, a Victor Victoria guy. And he comes in a trench coat and top hat, and he sends him out to space, and he becomes the last starfighter to help this other
I've
galaxy.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. And yeah, this trailer park kid lives a video game. So anyway, The Last Starfighter. Office Space.
Yes, that's on the top of my list.
You have said that movie before, and I have never seen it.
Oh, it is mindless, God. But it's Jennifer Aniston's first feature film.
It's hilarious.
And it's on, like, it's on cable right now.
Hey, Derek, you agree with that?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's the best quote movie. I mean,
it
talks about everybody's life in the office if you worked in, like, a cubicle space area.
Exactly. It's like, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. Yeah, that'd be great. The Boss. Yeah,
never
it
seen
is,
it.
The Boss. It is a great movie.
It's
and
awesome.
Then just one more. That this is almost makes me mad because I don't like to sit and watch it. But you remember Hiding Out with John Cryer, where he was the adult that went back in the high school because
yes.
he was hiding out from some.
Did that come out right after like Pretty in Pink? Wasn't he? Yeah. Ducky in Pretty in
yes.
Pink? Okay.
Came after Pretty in Pink, and he, for some reason, because if he does his hair in different color, like, didn't he do pinks, you know, pink
uh-huh.
in
yeah.
the 80s when you do the slash of color in your hair and thought that was cool? Well, you know, somehow he's going to shave his beard and put pink in his hair and get back into high school in his late 20s, and somehow nobody's going to notice. So,
hey, Jamie, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Hi, greatest mindless movie of all time.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that movie.
That's... I do like that movie. I do.
Yeah.
The first one was great.
Oh, yeah. The pies. Yeah.
All right. Great one. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, have you ever heard of a movie called Heaven Help Us? It has
yes.
Andrew McCarthy and Kevin Dillon where they're in a Catholic school back in the, I think, the 50s.
Yes.
And at the end, they end up getting in a fight with the priest, and it's awesome.
I don't know if that's such a mindless movie, though.
No, but it's a classic that every time it's on, you're like, okay, I'm not moving.
Gotta watch it, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Have y'all ever seen Roller Boogie with Linda Blair?
Roller Boogie? No.
I think it came out around 79 and 80, and my sisters and I used to watch it all the time, like where they roller skated all the time.
Roller Boogie.
Is that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you another one that comes on in the same kind of vein is Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yes.
Breaking 2.
Yeah, that's Breaking 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo's kind of been on the list.
It.
You got
love
a couple
it.
Of these, Jen?
Yes. You know what's on the top of my list is Clueless. The one with Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd is in it, and he's...
Yeah.
I will get sucked into that every single time. And another one is Friday. You know, with...
That is a funny movie.
Friday is a freaking funny movie, and it's just mindless. I mean, there is nothing to it, but
Friday
it's
is funny.
Freaking hilarious. Those two are definitely at the top of my list, and then what Melissa said, Office Space. Oh, love it.
Hey, Amy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey there, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, my ultimate top favorite mindless movie is Howard the Duck. I get sucked into it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
really? Because to me, that's one of the worst movies that I've ever seen in my life.
I know, but... Oh, my God, do you not watch it every time it's on?
Honey, I mean...
No.
What was that actress's name in it? And she sleeps...
Leah
Thompson sleeps with a duck in the movie.
No kidding. How mindless is that?
Yeah, I mean, it is mindless. That is true.
Affleck.
Hi, Q100.
Hey,
morning.
How are y'all?
Good.
Good. I had Say Anything with John Cusack.
Oh, that is not mindless. That is pure gold.
That is the best movie of all time.
That is pure gold.
Him
right there.
With the boombox outside the girl's window.
Or out in front of the Sip and Serve talking to all the loser guys about how he should be picking up on more chicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I love his friend who writes all the songs for ex-boyfriend. You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
If you guys know so much about chicks, why are you sitting outside the Sip and Serve on a Friday night? You have any of these?
Yeah, my top five is in backwards order. Five would be Learning to Drive.
I don't know that one.
Never saw it.
Was that Bill Murray's younger brother in that? Or is that a different movie?
Oh, I don't know. Learning to Drive is with, I think it had both of the Coreys in it. And it's when the guy gets his license and he wants to take out the hot chick.
I did see this.
Four would be any of the National Lampoons, especially the first one.
Okay.
Three, Short Circuit.
Oh yeah.
Any movie with a song by DeBarge in it.
Hey, Johnny, he said, and he tried to look the other way. Johnny. I still like that song.
Two would be Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah.
Anything with that dude Dempsey in it. Isn't it
Patrick Dempsey?
Anything with him in it, you gotta watch.
And the number one, and I can't believe nobody said this, and this is definitely the undisputed champion, and I challenge anyone to beat it, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Sucks you right
I
in.
Will at least watch it all the way up until the parade scene where he sings Dankashane, then I'll take off.
I just love when his friend is in bed and he thinks he's dying. I just love watching him get in the car. I'm not going. You know, I love it.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I can't believe no one said this yet. Footloose with Kevin Bacon.
Footloose. We've debated Footloose before. This Footloose. Is a movie to me that just does not stand the test of time. Like, it was great back in the day, but you watch it now and you're like, how cheesy is this thing?
But I mean,
oh my
come
God,
on,
I still have it on video that I taped off of TV back when I was in like my first grade school, and I watch it all the time.
Because
I love it.
We can't start debating the intellect of these movies because, I mean, again, last Starfighter, I'm playing a video game and all of a sudden I'm in space. And I, you know, but I'll sit and watch it.
Does anybody remember the movie about the kid who was, there was something wrong with him, but he could fly? Was it called The Boy Who Could Fly?
I don't know.
I think I remember that.
And the girl lived next door to him, and he used to stare at her through the window, and at first it spooked her, but then she started to like him. Then they ended up on the roof together, and the whole neighborhood, because there's a, you know, of course, when they end up on the roof together, there's a neighborhood picnic in the backyard of the house or the roof they're on. So, you know, everybody looks and goes, oh my God, they're on the roof, and everybody points, and then he takes her hand, and they fly away.
It's based on a true story, you know. Oh, here's another one. Weird Science. You remember Weird Science?
Yes. Always sucks you in.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. TC, what's going on?
All right. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, see, to me, that's...
Mindless.
Yeah.
Mindless.
I never got into any of those movies.
Really? Any of the John Hughes movies?
None of them.
Oh.
I think they came out at a time where I was too focused on pretending my pillow was Blair from Facts of Life and I was making
out with it. Oh, well, 16 Candles. Anytime that comes on, I will watch 16 Candles the whole way
through. Pretty in Pink is another one, sure.
Have you really made out with a pillow?
And pretended it was Blair from Facts of Life?
Yeah.
I did a lot more than make out with it.
I pretended my pillow was a new kid on the block.
Did you?
My guess is my pillow is still fertile.
The last place you want to bring a black light.
Exactly.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, man, finish it off for us.
Raising Arizona.
A classic, oh, yes. Classic, yep. Mindless movie. Great that movie. Is a great movie, man.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, this one. I don't know if this one somehow fits into this category. Hey, Rita.
Hey.
Mindless movie.
My Cousin Vinny.
That is a good one, too. That is a movie you have to stop on, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
When she's on the porch and she's talking about her biological clock and she's stomping on the porch. That's a great movie.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, I'm going to show my age, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I got the DVD. It's great.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Morning, all the hits, Q100. Hello.
Hello, hey.
Hello.
I got a movie for you.
Okay.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I have seen that.
Any good?
It's okay.
You've never seen it?
Mindless.
Really?
Never seen it. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
I can't believe you guys haven't mentioned it yet. It's the spoof of Star Wars.
Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
totally mindless and stupid.
That's a great movie.
Totally mindless and stupid.
Awesome movie.
Thanks, great. Corey. See you, man.
The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.